It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Tens of thousands of people gathered in communities around Wisconsin on Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings protest. Protesters pushed back on actions taken by the Trump administration that they view as authoritarian. Here's producer Rob, here's protester Rob Longwell Grice from Shorewood.
You feel so powerless sometimes sitting at home and seeing all the things that are going on. And personally, I think, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. But a rally like this makes you feel powerful again, that you're part of a movement, and there are others out there that are willing to stand up to what's going on.
The protests included dozens of communities in places like Rib Mountain, Eagle River, Waukesha, and others, as well as larger protests in the state's biggest cities. WPR reporters Sarah Lear and Nick Rommel covered the protests over the weekend. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nick, start us off in Milwaukee. Organizers of the protests there estimated nearly 10,000 people in the protests there. Can you set the scene for us?
Yeah, the protests started at Cathedral Square Park in downtown Milwaukee. That's in front of the historic St. John's Cathedral. And the park was overflowing with people. After that, they marched through downtown, which was quite a sight as their chants were echoing off the tall office buildings. And they, you know, wound all the way through downtown and back to the park. Took several hours in total.
Sarah, you covered the protest in Madison. How crowded was it? Set the stage.
Well, the Madison Police Department estimates there were about 15,000 people there. People marched about a mile from the UW-Madison campus to the state capitol. It was noisy, you know, megaphones, boomboxes. The Forward Marching Band was there, which is an activist-themed brass band. A lot of American flags, a lot of red, white, and blue clothing. Also some LGBT pride flags, Ukrainian flags, Palestinian flags, and Mexican flags. There was a rally hosted by the Women's March earlier in the afternoon. They billed that as a, quote, kick out the clowns rally. So a lot of people in clown costumes as well.
Nick, what did you hear from protesters and speakers there? What were some of the common themes?
Well, the biggest common theme was criticizing Donald Trump's conduct as president, comparing him to a king or a dictator, and a lot of personal attacks against the president as well. But besides that, there are a lot of different ideas. People were protesting Israel's war in Gaza. People criticized deportations from a Christian angle. There are actually a lot of signs about, you know, asking what Jesus would do in this situation. There were people protesting cuts to various federal services and programs. So definitely a lot of different ideas coming together in one protest.
And Sarah, the messages you saw and heard in Madison.
People had a range of reasons for being there. I'd say there was a common theme about people worried about what they see as an eroding of checks and balances, and of a president trying to trample on the judicial branch or the legislative branch. I did talk to one Madison woman who said, you know, ever since the first Trump administration, she's just been really angry about politics. And so she goes to whatever protests she can to channel her anger into action. And she said she felt really good Saturday to see the size of the crowd. And she said it was a reminder that she wasn't alone in her feelings.
Sarah, you talked with Anthony Guevara of Madison, whose mother came to the U.S. when she was 15. Here's some of what Guevara had to say.
So it's really scary that it could be anyone. It's not criminals. These are work hard people. Like my parents, they still work those 2 to 3 jobs. They contribute to society. I'm here for the people that look like me. I'm here for the people who can't make it today. I'm here to represent what it is to be Mexican and Guatemalan. I want them to know that I will make that sacrifice the way they made that sacrifice for me.
Sarah, did a lot of people bring up immigration as an issue that was motivating them?
Absolutely. And I mean, you can hear the chants in the back of Anthony Guevara speaking, chants of No Kings. Among the speakers Saturday was the immigrant rights group, Voces de la Frontera. A lot of people mentioned concerns about immigration raids breaking up families. They said they're concerned there's a lack of due process. Anthony, who you heard from, mentioned his experience as someone whose parents came to the U.S. from Mexico and Guatemala. He said his parents have their papers, but he knows a lot of people who don't. He doesn't like immigrants being demonized as criminals, and he's concerned about the Trump administration trying to share Internal Revenue Service records with immigration enforcement. A lot of people just felt that immigrants were being scapegoated, and they're concerned about that expanding to other groups.
We're talking to WPR reporters Sarah Lear and Nick Rommel about this weekend's protests around Wisconsin. Of course, the weekend had the tragic news, the assassination and attempted assassination of two lawmakers and our neighbors in Minnesota. That's something that came up. Here's one of the people, Nick, that you talked to reflecting on that.
First of all, condolences to the people who got killed. We've all gone too far, but we have to stand up for our rights or we will not have any.
Nick, was this a common theme you heard? Were people kind of watching that news as this protest was going on?
No, she was actually the only person who brought it up. And she quickly talked about, after mentioning standing up for her rights, she talked about being born in 1963 in Milwaukee to a Black father and a white mother and the racism she encountered growing up. But then she pivoted to talk about how strong the community was and the Milwaukee housing project she grew up. And I actually met her while she was on the sidewalk doing call and response with a lot of the younger protesters walking by. And I asked her about that, and she talked about how the protest was bringing different generations together, and they're all bringing their own perspectives based on their experiences, like hers in the 60s and the younger people today.
And Sarah, you talked to Tanya Kam of Monona at the Madison protest. You mentioned that she mentioned the Minnesota assassination and said it's a sign that things aren't normal. Here's a listen.
This is the beginning of a monarchy when someone is talking about imprisoning people and not having a warrant and not basically defending any of his actions. And Republicans and Democrats need to stand together, or else we won't have a government that is a democracy or a constitutional republic, whatever you want to call it.
And Sarah, you've both actually mentioned some specific issues. Protesters talked about immigration, war in the Middle East, things like that. How common, though, was that basic theme, that the idea, the concern that American Republican democracy is under threat?
That was a very strong concern that I heard from a lot of people, including Tanya Kam of Monona. She said that she identifies as a Democrat, but she said that Republicans need to come together and that this needs to be a nonpartisan issue. She talked about growing up in a military family with parents who weren't too political. She did say that she feels there's a need for more empathy in the country in general. She mentioned actions that she sees as showing a lack of empathy, such as ICE's approach to immigration enforcement and trans people being banned from active duty in the military.
And Nick, that fundamental issue, that concern, again, the theme of the protest is no kings. Did you hear that from many people, just that basic concern about what they see as a threat to representative government?
Yeah, for sure. And it was the most common theme across the signs people brought as well. Just generally bringing up what they saw as the kind of divergence between Trump's behavior as a person and the kind of behavior that makes for a Republican or really a Democratic Republican, whatever, president. They saw that as a contradictory, and they made that clear.
I understand these protests had been planned for some time, but in the run-up, we saw protests in L.A., clashes between protesters and ICE, law enforcement officials, and then police, and then National Guard and military. I'm curious what you saw when it came to law enforcement's approaches in Madison and Milwaukee and interactions, if any, between crowd and law enforcement. Sarah, what did you see in the Madison protests?
So in Madison, it was peaceful. Police did release an incident report after the fact and said there was no violence. They did say that three people were taken into custody for vandalizing the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial. According to the incident report, some organizers pointed out the vandalism to police. Bringing up events in California was something that I heard from a lot of people in the crowd. They were concerned about Trump using the military in a really expansive way, whether it's displays of what they saw as force, as the military parade on Saturday, or the National Guard and Marines being called into California against the objections of the governor there.
And Nick, what did you see when it came to law enforcement and the protests in Milwaukee on Saturday?
I actually only saw two police officers during the entire event. So it was definitely a minimal presence. And as far as I could tell, before, after, during, it was entirely peaceful. And yeah, there was a drone flying over the protest at one point, and some people were worried that it was a police drone, but I saw a lot of journalists posting drone footage after the event, so I think it was one of theirs.
And Sarah, when you were listening to the speakers and talking to people, what kind of sense did you get from people about what would be next for them? Was there the idea that we're going to do this more often or take action in different ways or a one-off, or what kind of things were people saying?
Well, you know, one person who I spoke to actually said our existence is resistance. That's how he framed it. The idea that just by being out and protesting, he was showing, you know, we don't agree with the Trump administration, despite the fact that a majority of Wisconsin went to Trump in the election, definitely calls for participation in elections up and down the ballot, for more protests. And again, this protest was organized by people who see the president as being increasingly authoritarian. So to them, exercising their First Amendment rights was one of the most important things they felt they could do to stand up against that.
We'll leave it there. Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Lear and Nick Rommel, WPR reporters who covered two of the big No Kings protests in Wisconsin over the weekend. We want to hear from you. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Were you part of these protests? Did you counter protest? Did you see them while you were out walking or driving? What are your thoughts on this weekend's protests in cities around the state? Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.